There are some things you just can't let slide. If you're in one of those situations where you need to respond to some disparaging remark that someone made about you, but you want to respond in a way that is beyond reproach, so that your boss could read it, your supervisor could read it, it could be read on the front page of the paper, and you would come out smelling like a rose. How can you do that? So I kind of summarized this a little bit, but the parts that remain are pretty much word for word what the client wrote, and I've changed any names to protect the innocent and the guilty. You ready? Okay. John, today in our Skype call, you said something that I have to call you on. You claimed that I always took forever to get back to you, and that's why you're late turning things in. But I've reviewed every call and return call that we've ever had.
And that's not true.
The only times it has ever taken me more than a few hours to get back to you is when you write or call after 5. And I have a life too, you know, and have to go home. So, you know, I can't get to you until the next day. But you set me up to not call until the next day so that you can then complain when I do so and blame your late work on me. I hope that from now on, when we're on group calls, you can tell the truth and not try to make me look bad just to try to save your hide. Dan. And then they CC'd it to everyone else on the call. Okay. This is a section that I'm going to be covering in my upcoming course, How to Stand Up for Yourself at Work. When somebody disparages you, remember, everybody knows how you work. Everybody, especially the people who hire you and keep you on. Your bosses know if you are or if you are not competent, professional, efficient. That is not something you could or should defend when somebody just takes a moment to disparage you to try to cover up for their own shoddy work. Hey, tell me, what are the types of things that people might have accused you of doing? You know, in public. Well, if it weren't for you and all your blah, 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 what are the types of things that people may have said to you? And if you have any good stories on how you responded to it, maybe what worked really well or what didn't work so well, please let me know in the comments, okay? Remember in my How to Stand Up for Yourself at Work course, we talked about how you want to give people a number at work. You want to label people from 1 to 9. Maybe some of them are 10s, but that's not their value as a human being. That is, how much do you contribute to my personal, professional, spiritual, or otherwise development? How much time and effort should I give the things that you say or the things that you think? And for example, if I have a 9 on that call, somebody who is directly responsible for my next promotion, and somebody who's maybe a 2 says something disparaging about me, I might want to take a moment to interject something such as, John, I'll just let my work speak for itself. Thank you. Because your work is always speaking for itself. These tactics that we're talking about here will not work unless I am first a competent, dedicated professional, right? So I'm assuming that you are that and that your work does speak for itself. And if you ever need to simply state, I think my work speaks for itself, that's all you would need to say. Anybody who counts already knows, and you don't need to explain yourself. So don't tarnish what's probably already a good thing and a good rep by defending yourself, because all defensive talk does is exposes our own weaknesses and where we believe we are vulnerable. Okay, remember that's in the 9 principles. So what do we do when we want to call somebody out and be like, somebody, do you smell that? Oh my goodness, I can smell it all the way through Zoom. Somebody's pants are on fire, John. You know, if you want to say that, I guess you could. However, you'll be getting this checklist. This is a checklist for when you have to put it in writing and you have to stand up for yourself or defend your reputation or defend something or answer somebody who might have accused you of something. There is a checklist that you can go through to ensure that whatever you write will be beyond reproach, and you can publish it anywhere you'd like and say, I wrote that and I'm proud of it. Number one thing you want to do before you respond is wait. Number one, always. If you must respond to it, give it a day, because you will always make smarter choices. We should all be able to produce something better a day from now than we would with no notice, off the cuff, and just winging it. Right? That just makes sense. So that's always step one. Wait a day. All right? Having said that, here is the same letter using the principles that I will outline letter. Okay? It does the same thing. Meaning it calls the person out on what was not true. I'm going to cover my hide, but I'm not going to sound like a defensive, unprofessional baby when I do it. All right. The goal of the letter was to show, hey, bub, I've checked all of the records and there is not one instance that I responded to you that wasn't within 2 to 3 business hours. Okay. So let's just set the record straight. You may be privy to information to which I am not. And if that is the case, I'm certainly not going to shut the door so that I get egg on my face when you prove me wrong. So here was principle number one. Wait a day. Wait a day. Principle number two, openers and closers are key. Just as when you enter and leave a room, when you enter or leave a conversation, anytime we're writing to somebody, even if it is a really quick response to something that they said, if it's a not so friendly email, your openers and your closers are key. It sets the tone and closes the tone for your entire message. So remember that one simple little personal touch. If I simply add, "Hi, Bob, I hope wherever you are that you're enjoying yourself in the warm weather and getting a break from all of that cold we've been having." It adds that personal connection where if somebody's reading that, I'm saying, "Hey, although we may have sometimes misunderstandings and we might have issues that we need to clear up, that's just work. You're a human being and I see you and I appreciate you and I want to respect you and salute you first." Then we move on. Remember to never, ever, ever, in writing or otherwise, use the word "you stated," "you claimed." Because when I say that you claimed something, that means I do not believe that claim to be true. Because when we do believe somebody's claim to be true, we'll simply say, "You know, when you said XYZ, I was totally vibing with that." In a professional environment, there's no reason for me to question your truthfulness. It will come out. So all I need to do is stick to my professional tone and assume that everyone with whom I am dealing is honest. I'm going to assume that and treat people as if they're honest. They're concerned with the well-being of the organization. They are problem solvers. They are people of integrity. I'm going to assume all of that and treat people like that because it is only in doing that that I can demonstrate that that's what I think of myself and that that's the person that I am. I have to be consistent. So I'm never going to assume you're not telling the truth. When they talk about internal customer service and external customer service, that's a real thing. It is an impossibility that we are going to treat our customers better than we treat one another in the workplace. I'm going to repeat that. It is an impossibility that we would treat our customers better than we treat one another in the workplace. So as an organization, as a manager, as a supervisor, as an employee, I want to ensure that I'm living up to the expectations that we have of each other and one another when we speak to our customers. They're important. We think of them as important. We are important as well. And the way that I serve you is a reflection of how I serve. You know, I have a standard of service, not with the people that I think are important or with some people. I have a standard of service. When I've decided to come into work and serve you and serve my customers, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And that means I'm not going to accuse you of being a big fat liar. I'm going to say something instead of like, "You know, when you mentioned XYZ, I was concerned because I was unaware of that. I have different information from the information you obviously have. Could you please show it to me? Here's what I see in the information. Here's what my information is showing me. If you have something else, could you please send that to me?" That's how I want to phrase it. Instead of saying to somebody, "Hey, you know, when you claimed XYZ, or you know, when you stated blah, 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 that totally wasn't true. And you,